In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we once again commemorate the healing of the blind man by our Lord Jesus Christ. Apparently this miracle was performed in the temple just after our Lord has spoken with the Jews about his divinity. This encounter is given to us in great detail only in the Gospel according to St. John. His disciples, in reference to this poor blind man, asked a question that each of us has asked in one way or another throughout our lives. Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? When we have difficulties in our life, various and sundry sufferings, sometimes isn't one of the questions that we're tempted to ask God is, why? What have I done? We don't know, we really don't want the answer to that question, do we? What have I done? The Jews believed that the sufferings endured by a person were sent by God as punishments for their own sins or the sins of their parents or grandparents or even great-grandparents. And they based this on this belief on the law of Moses, which states that God will punish the children of the faults for the faults of their fathers until the third or fourth generation. The rabbis even taught that a child can sin even in the womb from conception. But the Lord Jesus addresses the purpose of this man's blindness instead of the cause. He says, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. In this particular case, our Lord uses this man's blindness, to this man's physical blindness, to address the spiritual blindness which he came in the flesh to heal. So to demonstrate his capacity to bring salvific healing to the whole person, he spat on the ground, made clay with the saliva, and anointed the eyes of the blind man with it. Then he gave the poor man an obedience. He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. The pool of Siloam was situated at the foot of the holy mountain Zion, a place for God's special presence in Jerusalem. When the blind man fulfilled his obedience to the Lord's command, he began to see his family was astounded, and some even wondered if he was not really the blind man, but an imposter. While his family wrestled with this profound miracle, the Pharisees who investigated it were indignant because the Lord had healed the man on the Sabbath, on which, according to the law, a sick person could not even receive aid from a physician. So their interrogation of the healed man, of the healed blind man, was intense and very persistent. It was also, in a sense, a little comical. He said in answer to the Pharisees' charge that Christ was a sinner, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. And they continued their questioning, even though he said that. And the healed man became irritated by their repeated questions and said, I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples? What a great line. I love that. Do you want to become his disciples? Of course, they grew even more indignant at this statement and threw him out of their presence. The tenacity of this healed blind man's testimony was based on the undeniability of what our Lord Jesus had done in his life. And his grateful acknowledgement of this blessing led to an even greater blessing. The Lord opened the eye of his heart so that his spiritual blindness was healed as well. So today, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are reminded that suffering can be redemptive. We are reminded that in any situation, no matter how bad it is, if we give that over to God, he will use it for his glory in us and for our salvation. Every single time, no matter what. It's not just he picks and chooses a few favorites that he lets, you know, the blessings fall on. All of us. His work is not always understood by us in an earthly manner. Sometimes it seems like he's against us rather than for us. But that is not the case. He is at work bringing healing mercy to bear on our fallen human nature that desperately needs it. Just as our Lord was able to use this man's physical infirmity to lead him to the healing of his entire person, that is, by his body and his soul and his spirit, if we are preoccupied with questions about our difficulties and suffering, we will lose the opportunity to draw near to God and join our sufferings to those of Christ. And in this great mystery, dearly beloved, we can be led to repentance and come to know Christ and be made whole in Him as we share His sufferings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.